One thinks of the famous story, which I'm sure you've all heard of, Kisa Gotami, that mother, insane with grief. She was mad with grief at the loss of her baby child, and she went around. She was so insane with grief, she was just going around asking people to give her medicine, and they'd say, "No, she's your child's dead." And she said, no, he's just sick, And, you know, if you've seen Indian mothers grieving, you know, her hair would be down, she'd be in a terrible state, just running around, asking for the child to be healed, this dead child. A kind man said, "Go to the Buddha, he's the great doctor, the great physician." And the Buddha's response was extraordinary, because when Gotami came and said, "Here's my child, give me medicine for my child," the Buddha didn't say, now, all things are impermanent. He said, "Okay, I'll heal your child. Go to a house and bring me a mustard seed." And of course, she was thrilled she could do that. But it must come from a house, a mustard seed must come from a house where no one has died. So off she went, incredibly hopeful. And of course, in every house in the village, they had the mustard seed. But in every house, someone had died. And people kept saying, "Oh, yes, don't remind us of our grief." And slowly, the teaching came through. Her insanity moved into a very clear, sane state. She left her child in the cremation ground, went for refuge to the Buddha. So here you have, I think, a wonderful example of the gift of the deathless, the gift of Amrita in the state of hell. But the Buddha, magnificent, skillful means, enters her pain, enters her insanity, enters her hell to liberate her. So we might be suffering, we might be in pain, maybe it's very extreme, but we could be very near to seeing through the whole structure of conditioned existence. The great guru Padmasambhava, the originator of the Bardo Todol, once said, "Hell, miserable and useless, is most strange. Hell is the Lama, the teacher, the guru of all the Buddhas. Hell is the Lama of all the Buddhas." Hell, pain, suffering, makes you think deeply, makes you look deeply, makes you look deeply into the depths of existence itself. Remember, dukkha, suffering, is the first of the Four Noble Truths. Remember, dukkha is the first stage of the spiritual path. In dependence upon suffering arises faith. Because of suffering, pain, unsatisfactoriness, we start to look more deeply. We start to search for a real answer to our problems and difficulties. So we start to go for refuge to the Buddha. So remember, hell is the Lama of all the Buddhas. So when you're suffering, whatever kind of suffering it is, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whatever it is, just say that to yourself. Hell is the Lama of all the Buddhas. Suffering is the Lama of all the Buddhas.